The Bush administration is in the throes of a nationwide blitz to drum up popular support for its plan to overhaul Social Security. That plan would divert some Social Security taxes to private personal accounts for Americans under the age of 55. Polls show that the American people have yet to be swayed. Last week, an internet ad supporting the plan attacked an organization that is rarely attacked in American politics, the AARP. The organization is against the Bush overhaul. Jonathan Alter is a columnist for Newsweek and joins us from Montclair, New Jersey. Welcome.
Thanks very much, Jackie.
Now, this ad ran on the website of American Spectator magazine. Would you please describe it for us?
Well, it was an ad in which a Republican organization called USA Next tried to make it seem that the AARP was in favor of gay marriage, and they ran a picture of two men kissing with a check mark on it, showing in their mind that the AARP approved of gay marriage. The question that this raised is, what does this have to do with Social Security?
So, just to be clear on that, first was the idea that they wanted to target the AARP, and then came the ad.
Yes, they made no secret of the fact that USA Next wanted to dynamite the AARP. And
those were their words.
Those are the words of one of the directors of that organization. And there was a ballot initiative in Ohio that related to gay marriage and also had some issues that related to senior citizens and Social Security, and the AARP was against that initiative to ban on gay marriage that passed in Ohio. So USA Next took that particular issue in Ohio and are trying to use it to tar the AARP and to essentially minimize their substantial role in the Social Security debate.
Tell us about USA Next.
USA Next is basically a front organization for the Republican Party and conservative interests. They used to go under a different name, U.S. Seniors Organization. A lot of the same people behind it were involved in the Swift Boat Veterans for Truth campaign of last summer, where they tried to tar John Kerry for his record in Vietnam. But you got to remember that they're up against a more powerful adversary this time than John Kerry in the AARP. They're going to have to come up with something more clever than connecting the AARP to gay marriage before they're going to do much damage to that organization.
Jonathan, have you seen any of the ads against the Bush overhaul of Social Security coming from Labor or any place else?
No, I haven't. I think they're just right now in production on those ads. Just last week, the AFL-CIO meeting in Las Vegas made plans for a much larger ad campaign.
When it came to this ad, did USA Next, has it diminished its credibility with this first ad on this issue at least?
Yes. I think actually USA Next hurt itself with this gay marriage ad. They're trying to piggyback on a popular issue, opposition to gay marriage, and hope that some of that kind of leaks into the Social Security issue. And to my mind, that's underestimating the American public and engaging in wishful thinking. But it's a little too early to know for sure.
Jonathan Alter is a columnist for Newsweek magazine. He spoke to us from his home in New Jersey. Thanks again, Jonathan.
Thanks, Jackie.